Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dynasty Sports Life. I am indeed Jesse Sevier. We're here to talk about the wonderful world of Dynasty Fantasy Sports. And today, one of your favorites is back on the show. We're going to talk basketball with Craig Bozich. What's going on in the fantasy season right now? Well, baseball's in full swing. The traditional wisdom is Memorial Day weekend is the time to look and see, is your team ready to contend? Start to worry about where you are in the standings. Just start to. I mean, you're flexing at this point. But I know that is something that I am contemplating. In my head-to-head leagues, it's like, well, just if you get in and you feel like you have a realistic chance, that's one thing. But in your roto leagues, if you're in 12th place right now, yeah, you might want to start thinking about the rebuild for next year. And then you get into football. I know I've got a couple of rookie football drafts still coming. I know some of you, that's far in the past. And hockey, we're watching the playoffs. But both the hockey and the basketball rookie drafts are coming very soon, as well as the baseball draft, by the way. I tend not to pay too much attention to that until it's done because, doggone it, there's just too much. There's too much to do. But for right now, let's talk about the NBA rookie draft with our guy, Craig Bozich. Welcoming back to the show, the man who is going to give us the lowdown on the upcoming NBA draft. It's Craig Bozich. How you doing, Craig?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Jesse. Just managed to come off some pain meds, so that was a good 10-day of cold turkey train spotting styles. But summer holidays. We've got like what we call half term here. It's like a week break for the children from school. So I've got my daughters over and we've got an arts festival that's just started in our city. So we went to a comedy show yesterday. We've got another one tomorrow and going to an upside down house. So yeah, lots of stuff going on as the sun started to really shine over here.
I don't think I finished train spotting. I think there was a scene where a guy dived into a toilet and Correct. Went way down into the sewer, and I was out at that point.
Yeah, he had a suppository and forgot he had a suppository like this that to help him battle his withdrawal symptoms. I'm not going to say too much because my 12-year-old daughter is sitting next to me playing Xbox. But yeah, it's the sort of dreamy scene of going into the toilet to recover this much-needed suppository to help him get through his withdrawal symptoms.
Okay, so he was going to get some. All right, yeah. Some think that jumping into this NBA draft is like diving deeply into a toilet. But I, for one, find that maybe a bit much. I mean, we go back to, what is it, the 2013 draft, the Anthony Bennett draft. And yeah, the first guy who went there was pretty anonymous and quickly out of the league. But just a few picks later, you had Giannis, right? So even some of these drafts where there's not a consensus.
13 picks later, wasn't it? Giannis. And the funny thing is that, like, with the Giannis thing, the only team who was really in on Giannis was the Atlanta Hawks. The Milwaukee Bucks weren't even massively into Giannis. And the Hawks tried so hard with the Mavs to trade up to get that pick for it. And, like, it's such a fascinating story. But you're absolutely right. Every single draft, there's guys that emerge, guys that come from what we would say nowhere from consensus. And a lot of it's just because skill set is one thing, but you're not just betting on skill set or college production or international production. It's the human being and their willingness to put in their work, take on boards, their IQ, so much outside of what we just know now, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other thing I know for sure is that I've never entered. We're going to do a mock draft today, Craig and I. We're going to go through the lottery and each of us are going to mock our own picks. And we're going to see how that turns out. I've never before been so confident that one of us is going to pick somebody first who the other one picks eighth or vice versa. There's going to be weirdness going on here, folks. And I, again, I'm an amalgamator slash I'm reading what I can read and then trying to apply it to what I think these teams need or where I think this talent falls out. But Craig plumbs into these things a little more deeply. There's a heck of a lot of European guys near the top of the league this year. I think your opinions are going to be very solid on this, but it's a fun exercise because you want to have some rooting interest when you're watching this draft.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that this is a draft where if you look at whatever mock drafts it is or ahead of draft day, there's the potential for it to be so different on draft day that there really isn't. In recent years, we've had Wembanyama or Zion Williamson or a number of guys that we have right at the top that we almost call tier one or tier one, 1A, et cetera. I don't think this year's draft is like that. So if you see the guy number one on your mock draft fall into six or seven or whatever, don't be all that surprised because this really is a pick your poison type draft.
So without further ado, why don't we get started? I'll read mine off first, Craig, and then you can react to that or you could give your pick at that point, however we want to do this. But I am going to start that the Atlanta Hawks are the first team and the player I see very often discussed with Atlanta right now is this Alex Sarr from France. We've got France by way of Australia for some reason.
Correct.
He's nearly 7 foot tall. He's got a 7'4" wingspan. Atlanta pretty much should just take who they think is the best player right now because they need a big upside talent. And if they keep Trey, and there seems to be just a little underlying buzz that maybe Trey won't be forever for this team, but a guy who can D up, who can play some great defense, who can guard the rim potentially, would be a great compliment to Trey, who has never been misassigned as a defensive stalwart. So, Craig, what do you think of that? Or if you want to talk about Sarr later and just give your guy at this point?
No, I'm happy to go with Sarr now. I had Sarr going to Washington. Now, that's not. I think Atlanta will take Sarr, and that's pretty much because a lot of the buzz that I'm hearing, and it could be smoke screens, it might be nothing more than smoke screens, is that they are very keen on him. But it isn't who I would take. My issue with Sarr is I think you hit everything pretty much spot on. And if you're looking for a bit of a prototype, you're looking at a bit like Evan Mobley type of player, where very good defensively, lots of immediate production on the defensive end. There's somewhat of a flaw there with the offense, which is probably what gives him like more scope to go this high than some of the other top big men in this draft. But I went for Zach Risacher, and I think it's because if I'm the Atlanta Hawks, I want a tall, lengthy wing who I believe has upside to be a bit more than a role player. I see Alexander Sarr's ceiling more as a high-end role player. I think although I think it's hard for him to hit the ceiling, I think Rissachet's got more of a game to be able to hit more of a sort of all NBA ceiling or an all-star type player. I don't necessarily think that's likely, but I think that's more the type of gamble that Atlanta have to take. And Rissachet is coming off a really strong finish to the season as well, which I think is probably going to work really well in his favour. So that's who I've got. So have you got them the other way round, or have you got Rissachet lower or not at all?
I had Rissachet going a little bit later. He's all over the board in these mock drafts. I've seen him I've seen him 12 in one of these mock drafts, which seems to be pretty out of the ordinary, but still.
Now, again, just so that means I've got Alexander Tsar going too. And again, I just want to reiterate, this isn't my rankings. This is what I would do as a GM for these teams. So I've got Alexander Tsar. The guy I've got seven is who I would actually the guy I've got going seven to the Blazers is actually who I would take two for the Washington, but I don't think Washington would do that.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll get to Rissachet. I'll just mention him in passing when I get to him because for context. But for a second, I had Stephon Castle of UConn going there just because the hard worker, the guy who potentially has some big-time scoring possibility if...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
He can get a little bit more out of his jumper. His free throw percentage is very high at the end of his career, so hopefully that means he's going to have some three-point shooting. It's so hard to tell. Washington probably is going for the athletic upside right now. I don't know that's what Stephon Castle was, but I read in one of these scouting reports he's what we wanted Markelle Fultz to be, and at that point I was sold.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and he probably is what Markelle Fultz is really at this point, which is lots of defensive intensity, good athleticism. He's more athletic, I'd say, than what Markelle Fultz is or was. And there is plenty of growth to be had in the offensive game for Castle. The big question, as it always is with guys like this, is it's not always a gimme that the offensive growth is going to be there. But okay, so you had Castle going to, I had Castle going a bit later. So you've got Sarr at 1, Castle at 2. I've got Rissachet at 1 and Sarr at 2. At number 3, I've got Donovan Clingan for Houston. And the reason here, now I don't, again, this isn't who I've got as my third best player, or it's what I would do if I was Houston and what I think there's a chance that they do. Houston could go a number of ways. They've got a lot of really intriguing young players all over the court, and now, you know, some good vets as well. When you talk about Fred VanVleet, you get Jalen Green, Alperen Sengun, Cam Whitmore, lots of young guys. And the reason I went for Clingan is because we're talking about like a seven foot plus center here who's very much defensive stalwart, not much offense to the game. But I think that's what they need, is a variation to Alperen Sengun. A bit more versatility. And if I'm the Houston Rockets, who went on that tremendous run, ended up fading a bit and missing the play-in, but you can see the potential there and you can see it coming together. And the one thing that you really feel that they're missing is that young, exciting, big defensive stopper. Yes, they've got Sengun, but we know that isn't his game. And if you can pair, I'm not saying pair on the court at the same time, Sengun and Klingon, you can almost pick your spots matchup dependent with the pair of them. Maybe even have Sengun not under the basket as much and have both of them on the court at the same time. But for me, I just thought it was a really interesting fit with the guys that they already have, in terms of whether it's with Jalen Green or Sengun, or even their vet side, Fred VanVleet, for example.
That makes a lot of sense. I had Klingon go in a little bit later, but I really liked him. Yeah, Sengun stepped up a lot last year. He really got banged on for his defensive reputation at one point, but last year he stepped up some.
It was improved, but it's never going to be right. What you need for like playoff basketball defense, is it? Like, we're seeing a little bit of a renaissance in terms of the big men in the playoffs, aren't we? A bit highlighted by Rudy Gobert sort of learning, or the Timberwolves really figuring out how to use Gobert effectively. I know that they're down in the conference finals at the moment, but we're starting to see a bit of a renaissance with these bigs. We had the kid at Dallas, Walker Kessler, that kind of mold. There's becoming a bit more of a place in the NBA, a bit more value to be had with them.
Roy Hibbert, you can come back now. But this guy, in case you missed it, Klingon is
another
UConn
guy as well.
Yeah, the other UConn guy.
Winning pedigree as well, isn't it? And even if we look at like the winning pedigree before, with guys like Jalen Brunson and DeVincenzo playing together in the championship winning side, there's something to be said for winners, guys that know how to win basketball games at a young age.
Yeah, and I agree. What I was getting to with the Sengun thing is, yes, that is what would probably be the best fit for them. Now, the way I approached the pick, I went with Ron Holland from the G League, and my logic here was that they have a very crowded rotation right now with so many young guys that they're working in. I saw Ron Holland as a guy that they could slow roll. They could start in the G League, frankly, and let him continue to develop until the point where he's ready to plug and play into the middle of that rotation, and he's not squeezing guys out for minutes. But I could have – Klingon is a great pick there too.
Yeah, and again, this is highlights this draft entirely, doesn't it, in terms of like – the wide variance of what could happen is, it really is large, this draft. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Next up, San Antonio. And this is where I did Risa Shea.
I can see that. Yeah.
You could say San Antonio, they got Wembanyama. Why, we got a big tall guy. He's also a great shooter, and he would be a great compliment, I would say, to Wembanyama. Take a little bit of the pressure off there. But yeah, obviously one of the top prospects in this draft. How do you think that fit would work?
Yeah, if Risa Shea was there available at four, I think I could see Spurs going for that. But I went for Nikola Topic at four. Now, the reason I don't think he'll go at four, and bearing in mind Spurs have a pick at eight, so there's a chance he goes there, or there's a chance he doesn't go in the lottery at all, because he's had issues with his knees. And although it's not supposed to be anything long term, it doesn't always instill confidence, does it, in investing a higher end lottery pick? It might be a bit of personal bias. It might be a little bit naive from me, but Topic is exactly the kind of guy I could see the Spurs going for. Very large guard in term, we're talking 6'6", 6'7", size, with really excellent playmaking skills, some work to be done on the shot. Started the season fantastically, has really been on the radar quite a while now amongst the European circles of guys that really know, in the same mould as someone like Juricic has. But yeah, it's a very Spursy pick. I can see them wanting to add another guard, and I can see them wanting to add another guard with size.
Yeah, and
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This always is what everybody says here, but for our people who are looking at this draft for the first time, do not confuse Nikola Topic as being like Nikola Jokic. There are nothing alike. This guy is 6+ inches shorter. He's a guard. He's a big guard. He's a good player, but just like Nikola Jokic last year got confused for Jokic, don't try to comp them in your mind, because the name is like, what is that little game where you start out with one word and you change one letter and you get another word
Wordle.
And then you keep going?
Wordle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't want to make that kind of mistake in your mind. I realize that's elementary for the real heads, but
we're going to have a Jokic, a Jovic, a Topic, a Doncic. Still no Bozic.
Although
a team in Britain is actually coached by a guy called Boz, London Lions. So there is that. It isn't me, by the way.
Yeah. The Philly coach used to coach in the UK too, right? What's his name? The guy who won the title with the Raptors?
Yeah, he coached my hometown team, Brighton Bears. He bought Dennis Rodman to Brighton on a 6-game contract. And it was a bit of a publicity stunt. Rodman was well old and past it. But he had been on like some reality brother, I want to say Celebrity Big Brother or something. So he became like a really prominent liked name over here. They got him on like a 6-game contract to play for the Brighton Bears, who were playing in Europe, it was a Euro Cup or something, which cost them a fortune, ended up bankrupting them in a sense. But yeah, he was coach of, I think he was owner, coach, head coach, and pretty much a driving force, and pretty much the destruction of it as well. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Nick Nurse, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Did I not say?
No, I was blanking. That was embarrassing. Everybody else, I would assume, was there. But who did you have for San Antonio here, did you say?
For San Antonio, Nikola Topic.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we just talked about Topic. On Detroit, I had Matas Buzelis, also of the G League. These G League guys are getting no respect right now, but there's a lot of guards at this stage of where I'm going in this draft. But the last friggin' thing that Detroit needs is another guy in their backcourt to mess things up. And Jalen Duren seems like they're going to be giving him a chance at center. So I'm going to try to get them more of a point forward, I guess is what they're calling him in some of these things. Some spacing, some defense, something to help out Cade and Jaden on this team. What do you think, Craig?
Okay, I haven't got him in my lottery, and this goes to show. Now, is there a guy who, there's probably isn't a guy whose stock has fallen more from right at the top than Matas Buzelis, and he could still potentially go fifth or sixth or higher, but I haven't got him there. Like at one point, for context for people who don't follow, like over years and years period, this is a guy that was spoken about as a potential number one overall sort of guy 18 months, 2 years, 3 years ago and stuff, and a bit of an up and down season. And there's a bit of Franz Wagner, it's what you're hoping for in his game. I don't find him particularly electric. I think that there's some issues in terms of the consistency. I don't find him very exciting. That doesn't mean he won't be very good. And again, just because I haven't got him in my lottery doesn't necessarily mean he isn't as good or is a big drop-off from these guys. He really isn't. But it's just another evidence of how close these guys are together. But for the Detroit Pistons, I went for an adult in the room. This rebuild's just gone so wrong on so many levels. And we feel like we should get more excited about them than what we actually end up being. And then they disappoint. And I thought they need someone who can really score the basketball. And they need someone a bit mature, more mature, an adult in the room. And I've gone for Dalton Knecht, senior out of Tennessee. There is the potential it might just be a bit 3-and-D-y. But it feels Bojan Bogdanović replacement, but with a bit more, a lot more athleticism and upside. And bear in mind, Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, and the young bigs that they've got. I wanted someone with decent size that they can play on the wing, that can really score the basketball. And if you're really lucky, might turn into sort of a light version of Klay Thompson kind of thing. So I just thought another 19-year-old there probably isn't the smartest move from a GM's perspective.
Nice. And Trajan Langdon is the new decision maker up there in Detroit, if you hadn't heard. But and there is a Dookie coming up somewhere in this whole mix. But I like that. Dalton Knecht is a good choice. He slides down a little bit further for me. I don't have a particular reason that I hate him. Just didn't come into play in some of these. Moving on, Charlotte, I had Topić
there.
Sorry,
who did you have at Detroit?
That was Bazalis I had there.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Charlotte is where I put Topić in. In a way, it's a little bit redundant with LaMelo, maybe. They're both in the backcourt, but we're going to call him a running mate for Topić. And they just need, in this scenario, I'm considering this a guy who slides in the draft and was considered to be much higher. At least that's the mocks that I look at say that he's really high. So I don't know. You're talking about the injury stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
Maybe that is a development since some of the stuff I saw here, but I treated him as a guy who slid and Charlotte jumped on the opportunity to pick him at this point.
Okay, I thought I was being really quite ambitious by having him in this sort of territory because I've got a feeling there's more, the two knee injuries, I think, is going to highlight more concern than what you're given credit for. But who knows? All it takes is one team to be in, doesn't it? Okay, I went for Jacoby Walter out of Baylor, 6'5" freshman. Obviously, being a Baylor fan, I pretty much saw almost every single minute this guy played. I think that his stock in terms of consensus has fallen quite significantly as the year's gone on. But But I think that's a mistake. I think this is a guy who is a fantastically skilled player. He can shoot the lights out of the ball way better than what his actual percentages will show you in terms of his college stats. When you're at Baylor, you end up playing in a team where on any given night, 5 or 6 guys can score double digits. So I think he's a way better scorer than what his stats will show at Baylor. Decent athlete, great shooter, and can certainly distribute the ball as well. If there is one knock, is that he can probably do with learning some moves to create his own shot a little bit more in a sort of ISO situation. But I think he's going into this draft tremendously underrated in the same mold that Keyonte George did last year. And I think in this exercise last year, I had Lee George going like 5th or 6th or something to the Magic, and he ended up going like 14th, or was it to the Jazz? I mean, like 16th.
Yeah. But your Baylor boys, Baylor has been lighting up the draft in the last few years. So would not be a big shock to see another one of their guys go that high. I don't think I didn't have him in my mock, actually, but that doesn't mean he doesn't belong there, Jacoby Walter. Then we're going to Portland, and this one, I'm not sure if this is a bit of a deep one, but I went with Cody Williams out of Colorado. At this point, in what I had left, maybe I could have gone Knecht here. That probably would have been a good move. But I was looking for a wing because Portland has so many guards and they have a couple of significant bigs. I was trying to find somebody who could actually get minutes with this team. And it seems like Williams is got some defense. He is the brother of Jalen Williams, But as long as he can play on the wing, I figured he could have a role and maybe complement some of the talent that they already have on this team. But I was grasping a little bit at this one, Craig.
No, I can see that, and I can certainly consider Cody Williams here. And I'll go into the reasons why I considered it here for when I did actually pick him. But I've gone for a guy that I could potentially take at two. I think he's got that kind of potential. And that's Tijuan Saloon out of Chalais, France. I think this guy has a chance. If I had to put my doodah on the table for a guy that's quietly going to be a star in this draft, and I don't think there's going to be many of them, this could be the guy. And I would be quite happy to take a real punt. I think this guy's got it. Brilliant. He's got a lovely outside shot. I think the athleticism is sneaky. The size is good. And he's a gamer. And I think the more we get closer to the draft, I think the more we're going to start seeing. I think this could be ending up being one of those. Every year we get that trendy European that everyone likes as a sleeper that stops becoming a sleeper because everyone likes him, whether that's your Siku Dimbaya or a Koga Patadze type. But I really like, whereas I didn't really like those guys, I really like this guy. So I've, and the theory being, I'm the Blazers, I've got to, yeah. I want to hit a home run. I'm not all that interested in a 39-year-old Dalton Knecht. I want to try and hit a home run and go for what could be the best player available. And I think that could be Tijuan Saloon.
Yeah, sometimes those European guys who suddenly rise up the charts turn into Seko Dumbuya. Sometimes they turn in Bilal Koulibaly. And sometimes they turn into Alperen Şengün. There's all kinds of different variations on how that
can come out. You can go the South American way and make sure and do the Bruno Caboclo. So you're always 2 years away from being 2 years away. Actually, talking about that, the EuroLeague finals going on as we speak at the moment.
Shout out
to Costas because his team are surprisingly in the final against Real Madrid. And I watched up until half time before we started recording. There were 2 points behind. That is like a who's who of international prospects who didn't quite make it in the NBA. I'm trying to think of guys that will be playing in that game off the top of my head. So Jean and Moussa, Mathias Lassort, Jerian Grant and Kendrick Nunn will be playing for Panathinaikos. Your boy Sergio Yui will be playing at about 49 years old, no doubt. Costas Antetokounmpo will be playing. Mario Hezonja. Do you remember Mario Hezonja?
Yeah.
He'll be in there. Jean and Moose. So, yeah, there's a lot of who's who of those international guys that had a lot of talent but didn't quite make it over here.
Yeah. And by the way, listeners, if you don't know who Yui is, the name is spelled L-L-U-L. L because
that's
it's
correct,
Spanish.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen it, you will never forget it.
And you'll hear about 47 different pronunciations of his name, dependent on which language you're listening to the cast in. But yeah, shout out to Costas. He'll be absolutely biting his nails because it's a huge game. Like, it's a massive game. He's a big fan. This is they haven't been to the Final Four, I think he was saying, of the EuroLeague for like 12 years or something. It's somewhat unexpected this year. And they had a massive win in the last round against Fenerbahce comfortably. And they're running Real Madrid really close and have a real chance to win it. What would have been amazing was Real Madrid beat Olympiakos, which is another Greek team, in the semi-finals. And if they got through to play Panathinaikos, the streets wouldn't have been safe. If you want to see, if you think a Philadelphia 76ers crowd is a bit boisterous, watch some highlights of Olympiakos versus Panathinaikos crowd trouble. That's like a war front.
Wow. You don't want in the middle of a Greek civil war, kids. Yeah, no good. No good. Best, toughest one since the Peloponnesian War. Yeah. Let's take a brief break. We got to come back. We'll have the second half of the draft. This draft. And Craig, I feel self-conscious. I feel almost naked because we're this far into the draft and we haven't taken any Kentucky guards. And there are multiple of them this time. And we all know Kentucky guards are always a good bet in the long run. So for San Antonio in the second round, a team that could badly use a little bit more guard play. I'm going to take Reed Sheppard, who can shoot it a little bit. He gets some steals. He's got some good defense, so hopefully Pop will like that. But just a shooter for San Antonio who can do something there is Reed Sheppard. He gets talked about in this range. Is this a guy you would take at this point?
Yeah, it's too early for me. I have got him going in the lottery, but I have got him a bit later on. My issue with him going to the Spurs is I think the Spurs are looking for a little bit more excitement, a little bit more playmaking, which is why I've gone for Stephon Castle here. As we spoke about earlier, we're talking about UConn playmaker with size, again, with the defensive intensity and the athleticism, but hasn't really got the shooting ability, I would probably say, that Reed Sheppard has. But similarly, I doubled up Castle and Topic, just like oversized sort of guards' wings that they can interchange, just mold a little bit into what they want.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that's obviously I had him a little bit earlier, and then I'm going to repay the favor with Memphis because this is where I've got Donovan Klingon for UConn. So it just shows you how all over the board we are here. But I it's the new Steven Adams, man. Triple J needs some help. The Grizzlies were trotting out everything in the world to play center, and clearly Klingon could go well before this point, but in the way that my draft broke down, he slipped this far. So Memphis gets its new interior stop.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
In Donovan Klingon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
So similar theory, I've gone for the big-time defensive stopper with not much offensive game, or at least to this point. And I've gone for Yves Missi out of Baylor, 6'11", that could grow. Very athletic, extremely raw on the offensive end, but does wonderfully impressive things on the defensive end. Plays is all heart, all hustle. You can't help but love the guy when you watch him play and the intensity that he plays. He's out of Baylor, so again, another guy I've seen a lot, probably a little bit of bias here as well. They need that stopper, obviously, with Steven Adams going. JJJ isn't what you would call the picture of perfect health. And I think the upside of this guy is huge. Now, this is a guy who had a very similar path, like into basketball, as Joel Embiid. He's also out of Cameroon through the basketball with no borders sort of system, and come over here. And he was really impressive with Baylor. Like, for a guy that had only been playing basketball for a few seasons, I think he was maybe 14 or 15 when he first started playing basketball. Typical with a lot of the African sort of players is that football, soccer to you guys is the big love in the same way that it was like for Luol Deng. And Luol Deng didn't start playing basketball till he was like 15, although he was Sudanese before moving to London as a refugee. But I think this guy has a huge ceiling. I think the defensive floor from a fantasy point of view is high, because this is a guy who will put up value without needing many minutes in the same mold as Walker Kessler, but is much, much more athletic. But he is raw, and whatever team that he does end up going to, it's going to be hard to see an immediate sort of like path to playing time. But Grizzlies aren't frightened of taking guys like that. So yeah, Eves Missy for me.
Tremendous, yeah. Let's just throw a... And you said Missy is repping for France at this point, right?
No, he's from Cameroon.
Okay.
He's from Cameroon, played college as a freshman for Baylor last season, and is very likely to enter the NBA draft. Now, yeah. Is it likely he goes pick 9? Probably not. Probably... If you were more to believe consensus in terms of mocks and things like that, I think you'll probably see him more in the 15 to 30 range. But I think for me personally, I think that's too low. I think if you're considering Klingon as high as he is, I think you've got to consider this guy. Although he's much more raw than Klingon, I think the potential's higher.
All right. And now we are to Utah. And... this is where I'm going to throw the other Kentucky guard in, Rob Dillingham. He is a passer, a ball handler, a complimentary shooter from the guard spot. I'm taking him as the best option. Who knows what Danny Ainge will do, but just the way that my draft is broken down, we're taking some of the best available talents or the most prominent available talents on the board at this point. And that wouldn't hurt for Kentucky to get. They've got a lot of defensive first guys on their guard court. So maybe somebody who gets a little bit of offense here will be useful.
Yeah, I am not a very big fan of Dillingham. I was having a conversation with Costas, and I were talking about Dillingham, I think maybe a week ago or a couple of weeks ago or something. I have some real issues with the IQ of the guy. I don't think he's spectacular at anything. I think to be successful in the NBA, you have to be elite at something. And I don't see elite at anything with Dillingham. I see some really poor decision making. He gets lost in games. He turns the ball over. He takes some awful shots at times. You can see the potential, don't get me wrong, but I just really struggle to buy into a player like that. Now, that isn't to say that I've always been right about players like that, but I haven't got him in my lottery because of that reason. I can absolutely see him going in the lottery, and I could see the Hornets potentially at 6 or something taking him. But for me personally, I haven't. He's one of the guys that sort of just missed out, if you like, along with, as we've already discussed, Mattis Bezelis. The Jazz at 10, I went for Ron Holland. Jazz, Danny Ainge, it's very difficult to anticipate what he will do. I think that it's the kind of guy that he will want to take a punt on. We're talking about with Ron Holland, he's athletic, he's explosive, and he's powerful. He's young, he plays the wing, could do with putting on a bit more weight, I would say. But I think, look at them taking Keontae George last year, I think this will be a good complement to that. If the shot comes along, I don't think he's the greatest shooter, but if that three-point shot really comes along, he could end up being potentially a steal in the draft. It's potentially the shooting that could limit him. But I've got the Jazz going for Ron Holland pretty much again, because Jazz want, like I said, like last year with the Jazz, they want the upside, I think. I think they want to hit a star. I don't think they're massively interested in hitting a 24-year-old, going a bit high floor player. I think they're desperate for that star. So I've gone for Ron Holland.
Very fair. Yeah, Holland was already off the board for me. He would have been a good choice. Yeah, you're right. Dillingham is, maybe that's not the angiest player, but the next guy, Chicago, is the next team on the clock. So the question here is, how much do I want to torture our mutual friends Guthrie and Aaron who are like two-thirds of the listening to this podcast in any given week.
Two-thirds of your total friends as well, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you are the other third. So thank you, Craig. So I am going to take Isaiah Collier, a guard out of USC here. 6'2". He's got the strength. He, at one point this year, was talked about as the number one overall pick. He has dropped like a rock. And there, you talk about the work ethic and everything. That appears to be the questions on Isaiah Collier.
I haven't got him in my lottery, but that feels like a real typical Bulls pick.
Yes.
That's why I went,
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it. But yeah, I haven't got anything more to add, but yeah, other than that, would be a typical Bulls. And you could see the Bulls fans getting really excited, can't
yes.
you? And really getting behind the old love, that this is a guy that's fallen, this could be the seal of the draft. And you could just see them ruining him, can't you, in the way that they pretty much have.
But yeah. if you're the Bulls management at this point, you know the clock is running out on you, right?
You take a swing at this point.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo! All night!
I had so much faith or hope. I'm not a Bulls fan, but when AK went there, I just thought they've got a guy who, you know, a GM who can really take this team forward. And they just seem like they're so lack of ideas, devoid of how to move the franchise forward, no flexibility whatsoever in the market, and I just feel like they're run it back, and there's just no market for LaVine anymore. DeRozan's a good player, but just on the wrong team now for what he wants to achieve. I went for Cody Williams because I'm like, look, I'm not the biggest Cody Williams guy, but when he flashes, the flashes are absolutely great, but they're just not frequent enough. And I think you chose Cody Williams earlier, didn't you?
Yeah.
Out of Colorado. And again, he's got everything. He's got the size, he's got the touch, he's got the finesse. So much to like about this guy. And when the flash is there, you can see why this was a guy that was once spoken about as a potential first overall guy. So it's a similar theory to what with you picking Collier for the Bulls, was that like another guy that's fallen that could potentially be a star, a high ceiling guy that they could hit on because they need to hit on something. And I'll tell you what this feels like Cody Williams has that feel of what Cam Reddish had. So much to like about the guy, the shoot, the shot potential, the size. But also, like a warning with Cam Reddish, it doesn't always go right. You know, you can have all the skills on paper in the world and it just doesn't come together in the way that was hoped. So, I think they need to swing for the fences and really hit something more than like a role player. So I swung for the fences with a guy that when he flashes, the flashes are brilliant and you can see why he's a highly rated prospect. There's still just so much work to do there, and whether the Bulls are the right side to do that work with him.
Trade Alex Caruso now, kids. That's get what you can out of him because his value is not going to get
more. Why would they trade? You say that though, but his contract is so good for what he offers that they've got to get a good. He's probably the primary asset on that team, like in terms of what, like the return they could get in terms of trade, in terms of the contract and the what he offers and the age and stuff. They'd get more for Caruso at this point, I believe, than they would LaVine because of the contract.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying
absolutely.
That Caruso's a better player or anything, they're totally different players. That's where we're at with the Bulls. It's not pretty.
Yeah, that's why you need to trade him because not, you know. if you're going to win in the long term, and this is not the way necessarily that the Bulls tend to think, but he is your most valuable asset. That is your shot. That is your best chance of getting something really good coming back to your team. All right.
So who did you have for the Thunder then? I believe we're on the Thunder. Is that right?
We're on the Thunder, 12th. And this is where I got Dalton necked. And you might say to yourself, that doesn't seem like a very Thunder pick. The Thunder are like these young guys who
be immediately the oldest player on that team.
There's my logic, is that Necht is going to fit in. He's going to hit that same age group. He's going to jump in with a team that is maturing right now and maybe be able to mesh in with that group because he's got the age. And he's playing the wing because there are some bigs and some smalls. I hear some buzz that maybe Josh Giddey is not forever for that team. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just seeing that Dalton Necht might be able to mesh because this is a team that is needing to pursue a peak right now. So why not take a guy who might make an impact sooner or later?
Yeah, I didn't consider that angle. I think that is a good angle once you've explained it. Do me a favor whilst I explain my Thunder pick. Can you look up the Panathinaikos score for me? I'm just curious after talking about them. Okay, so similar theory in terms of the Giddey replacement. I don't know what's going on with Giddey in awful playoffs. It really was horrendous. Like you said, there's buzz about him not being forever. I don't think they can necessarily get rid of him that quickly. But I went for a similar mold player in Keyshawn George, Miami, Swiss swingman, if you like. Tremendous size, bit of playmaking ability. I think he may be not the best shooter, but I think that they're almost going to go, or I would almost go a bit like for Giddey, so you're not relying on one. But this is the hardest team in the draft to always predict, isn't it? Trying to predict what the Thunder are going to do and how they're going to use those guys. It's a fool's errand, I think, at sometimes. But I went for Keyshawn George out of Miami to the Thunder at 12.
I believe that Panathinaikos is up 5 early in the fourth quarter.
No. Wow. They were down about 12, like, early in the second. Oh, Kostas will be absolute. And this is huge for him. This is like his team being in the Super Bowl. That's how big it is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.